The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, presented, of course, by DraftKings. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. Most of you know that. Five teams, 7 years, and I love this podcast. I love my media gigs. So fun getting a chance to do NFL games on CBS this year. I'll be in the booth for the Titans and the Saints on Sunday. Should be a ton of fun, just like this podcast is each and every week, the entire NFL season. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And you can check us out at Ross Tucker Pod. A lot of people, more and more actually, watch the show, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And I'll say this, Steve, the great Steve Fezzik, by the way, the only 2-time winner of the professional football Super Bowl for gambling, the Westgate. I'll say this, Steve, two things. One is, obviously, I have a little bit of a frog in my throat. Number two, I am not aware of a betting podcast that has a better track record, proven, documented track record than us over the last 5 or 6 years or however long it's been.
No doubt. And, you know, we take pride and we have fun, but we don't make picks just to make picks. And if we're not betting it ourselves, if I'm not betting it myself, I'm not going to recommend it as an official play. So bottom line is that it has to make my own betting portfolio for it to be a play on this podcast.
That is correct. Just so everybody knows, we're going to record this show 9:25 a.m. Eastern, 6:25 a.m. Pacific. So Steve gets up nice and early every Tuesday morning, because we highly recommend you listen and or watch it as soon as possible after that, because the lines can and often do change after this show. We, of course, all of our lines are based on DraftKings while we're recording the show. It's the DraftKings official line while we're recording the show. We have been up a combined 30-plus units, I believe, every year. I'd have to go back and look at it, Steve, but I'm not aware of a year where you and I didn't finish up at least 30-plus units combined. As a reminder, the typical format, the first 5 minutes or so, we will recap our bets from the week before. It's called accountability. It's called making sure you know this is what we got right, this is what we got wrong. Then the other 20 minutes will be all of our bets for the upcoming week. So we don't have any bets from last week to get into, Steve. So this week we can just start with NFL week one. Anything in particular, Steve, we should know about NFL week one? Is it a good week to bet a lot? Is it a bad week? What's sort of your overarching theme?
So the theme is that normally Tuesday morning we're picking off lines that have only been up for about 36 hours and they're still soft. That's not the case here. These lines have been up for months and months. I would make the case, the argument, this is the hardest week of the year to win betting this week. Not overall. I mean, I have a portfolio chock full of great bets, but those numbers are long gone. So it doesn't do anyone any good to say, hey, I bet Green Bay plus three against the Bears, which I did several times, etc. I will give you a couple of themes that I'm looking towards. In general, I want to play dogs, especially division dogs. They've done very well week one, as have dogs of 6 points or higher. So I don't want to go against that in general week one. I also, in general, want to have a team that played more in the preseason. Makes sense. If you're rusty going into the preseason, haven't played your quarterback at all, that's probably going to impact your results. There's 9 teams that did not play their starting quarterback during the preseason. I'll outline them if I can really quickly. Detroit, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Tennessee, Chargers, Eagles, Rams, Cowboys. So that's 9 teams I want no part of to bet on those sides. That's almost an auto. I cannot back those teams because I expect the quarterback and their offenses to be rusty to start the first half.
Interesting. What about first half bets, Steve?
I would look to play against those teams in the first half or pass. I would look to play their team totals under in the first half or pass.
All right. Well, let's start to get into it game by game. But before we do, fall grilling is in full swing. And the grilling experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you keep the fires lit by putting some sizzle into your September. Head on over to omahasteaks.com. Put even in the search bar and you'll get 50% off all steaks. That is insane. Plus, every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter even in the search bar to shop all the exclusive steak tender packages and get these 2 free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips. Hurry and order today because this exclusive offer is only available for a limited time. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steaktember sale event. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword even. All right. We look at the DraftKings line, Steve, and we start Thursday night. The Lions getting 6.5 in Kansas City. The total, 54.5.
Yeah, so Kansas City without their best pass rusher, that's a big loss. That's worth almost a point. I personally did bet the Lions plus 7. That's a mandatory $50 fine, quoting a line that no longer exists. I'll try not to do that, you know, going forward. I'm worried Detroit may be a little bit rusty coming out, though. 54.5 is a sky-high total and should what be a high-scoring game. I have nothing on this game, but I will say this. How good is Omaha Steaks? Think about how good that sounds, Ross. I'm from Southern Ohio. Cincinnati, you know what our custom food is? Skyline chili. And this is going to put the kibosh on any promo you ever do with Skyline. That is the worst regional food a city has to offer throughout the country. Soggy five-way chili. It's truly atrocious. I'm going to go order some Omaha Steaks.
Oh, Steve, you're so good. How much did you say Chris Jones is worth?
Just under 1 full point, which is very rare. Now, remember, there are lots of quarterbacks worth, you know, 4 or more points, but there's only a handful of guys, non-quarterbacks, that are worth 1 point or more. So for him to be worth almost a point is huge to the Kansas City defense.
So I'm going to tease the Chiefs down I know it's not through a bunch of key numbers, but I think they're going to win the game. I don't know how, Steve, but they're going to win. I mean, Patrick Mahomes at home, I just think they're going to win the game. So I'm teasing the Chiefs down to minus half a point. All they have to do is win. And I'm going to pair them with our very next game, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Steelers are getting 2.5. I'm teasing the Steelers up to 8.5 at home against the Niners. I'd be surprised if the Chiefs lost. I'd be surprised if the Steelers lost by 2 scores at home. That is a 2-unit, 2-team, 6-point teaser to kick this thing off. Chiefs and the Steelers. What about you, Steve? Niners in Pittsburgh, laying 2.5. The total is 41.
What's not to like about the Pittsburgh Steelers and how well they have played? You know, the Niners started poorly last year, lost in a monsoon in Soldier Field. I think the Bears won only 2 more games after that. So I'm with you teasing the Steelers. For those who haven't been on the show before, not familiar with what's called Wong teasers, named after Stanford Wong, a man I know pretty well. I actually, you know, I remember talking to him back in the early 2000s about these teasers and how profitable they were going through the 3 and the 7. So I like the Steelers teaser. I'm going to pair them up with 2 others. I'm going to tease Pittsburgh up to 8.5. I'm also going to tease Washington down from -7 to -1 with Pittsburgh for 2 units. I'm going to do a second teaser. I'm going to take Pittsburgh from 2.5 up to 8.5. I'm going to play them with the Green Bay Packers. Correction, this has to be a 6.5-point teaser. I need to get the Packers up to 7.5. In a 6.5-point teaser, you don't want to just tease to the 7. You got to get through the 7. So that will be a 6.5-point teaser on that second teaser, both for 2 units.
Grades, make sure you, Sean Grady is our official grader. Make sure you grade Steve on the 6.5-point teaser and the added vig there. What about the Bucks getting 6 points in Minnesota against the Vikings, total 45.5?
So all year long, the Viking fans got angry at me because I kept talking about how bad they were, mediocre they were, despite going 13-4. And ultimately, you know, they went 11-0 in close games before finally losing a close game. Well, the Viking fans rejoice. You're going to be so happy with me. I think I should probably downgrade them this year. I don't think they're going to be as good. I think Cousins is finally getting on in age. And I know that Justin Jefferson can't get any better. They lose Thielen. They lose Dalvin. So, but I kept them 0.5 worse than an average team. And you know what? I don't really like much about Tampa Bay, but if there's a time to bet the Bucs, I think it's early in the year. Catching the 6, sure. I'll put 1 unit on the underdog Tampa Bay.
Wow. I almost thought about going the other way with Minnesota. I don't like laying that many points, especially week 1. I think the Bucs are going to be bad, like bad, bad. This is a no play for me. What about the Titans at the Saints? I'll be there, Steve, in the Superdome. The Titans are getting 3 points, and the total is a low 41.
Yeah, a classic example of I need the hook here. So the line on this game is like 3.15. There's 3s with vig. There's 3.5s the other way with vig. If you could get the 3.5, I would absolutely support the underdog. Who are the Saints? I mean, I know they're supposed to win 9.5 games, but they have the easiest schedule in the NFL. So don't be fooled by that high season win number. That's based on the cupcake schedule. They're only a little bit better than the Titans. Lean Titans +3.
Make sure, by the way, while you're watching these games this weekend, that you're drinking some Labatt Blue Lights with friends and living life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want the 3.5. What's the difference, Steve, between the 3.5 and the 3 in terms of winning?
Yeah, so 10% of the time, it's going to land favorite by 3. So think about this. Let's assume that 45% of the time, the favorite wins by more than 3. 45% of the time, they lose or they only win by 1 or 2. And 10% of the time, it lands right on the 3. So if you bet Tennessee plus 3, you go 45, 45, and 10. You pay the vig, terrible bet. But if you play Tennessee plus 3.5, you're styling. You're 55 and 45. You know, that's a solid 5% ROI bet instead of a minus 4.5% ROI bet. It makes all the difference in the world.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not taking Tennessee plus the 3 then. I'll scratch that one off. I think it's a field goal game either way. What about the Texans catching 10 on the road in Baltimore? Total's 44.
You know, I'm waiting for the 10.5. I'll lean Texans at 10. I hate the Texans. I want no part of the Texans. I even like the Texans under 6.5 wins. But this is all about Lamar Jackson didn't play in preseason. He has a new offense. So think about Army or Navy suddenly deciding to throw the ball more. How's that going to go early in the year? Because of that, I don't want to bet on the Texans, so I'm just going to lean Texans. But 10 is a mountain of points week one in the NFL.
I'm taking the Texans and the 10. You said it, Steve. That is too many points for me for a week one game. I think that the Ravens' new offense, we'll see. I'm skeptical of it. Give me Houston. Give me the 10. 2 units. We move forward to the Jaguars laying 5 on the road in Indy. Totals 45.
Yeah, now this is a very interesting line. A lot of the pros liked Indy early in the summer, and they were looking, and they actually bet Indy plus 4, and they do not like what they're seeing from Anthony Richardson at all in preseason. They have not been impressed, and thus the Jaguar money. The Jaguars, we know how good they are. We have a high confidence. We're not nearly sure about Indianapolis. Now that it's hit 5, I'm going to lean. I know I'm being extra careful. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to have lots and lots of plays throughout the year. I'm not going to force it week one. Just a lean to the Colts 5-point home dog.
I'm taking the Colts 2 units. I think the Jaguars offensive line is problematic at the start of this year. And I think the Colts will be able to hang in this one. And I have faith in Steichen, their new head coach. Bengals laying 2.5 on the road in Cleveland. Totals 47.5.
Yeah, so another game where I'm almost there. I think Burrow is going to play. He's practicing. And when he's announced, I could see this market going to 3, at least temporarily. So put a little sticky. I don't want to play plus 2.5. I don't want to tease Cleveland because Watson, I'm really not sure how good he's going to be this year. So there's a lot of question marks and uncertainty about this game. But if I can get the dog pound plus 3, that would most certainly be a bet. At 2.5, it's just a lean.
Well, for me, I'm taking the Browns up to 8.5. I wouldn't be shocked if they win this game, but I'm going to tease them up to 8.5, and I'm going to pair it with the Jets on Monday night up to 8.5. So I got a 2-unit, 2-team teaser, adding 6 to the Jets, 8.5, and the Browns, 8.5. Next up is Arizona-Washington. Arizona's getting 7. Total is 38. And you already made your bet, right, Steve?
Yeah, so I'm teasing Washington with Pittsburgh. Already gave that out. You know, I want to emphasize as I go through these games, betting to win at sports is very similar to a quarterback who has lots of receivers out in the pattern. And you really have to make the right reads. You need to go ahead and look and see, is your receiver open or is he covered? So with a lot of these spreads and with these teasers, you got to get the number that you're looking for. And if it's not there at that moment, you don't fire on it. And if it never appears, you just don't throw the ball. It's like the movie The Program where James Caan's like, don't throw it. And the guy throws, you know, a plus 2.5 bet. You need to wait for plus 3 on games. So, teasing Washington, low total. I see this game very likely that Washington could win, but find a way not to cover.
I got no play on that one. Carolina is at Atlanta. Carolina's getting 3.5. Total's 39.5. I'm taking Carolina, Steve. Longtime listeners of the show know I love getting 3.5 points. Love, love, love. A little concerned about Carolina O-line. Bryce Young first start. I don't care. I'm taking the Panthers plus 3.5. 2 units.
Yeah, I've been betting Atlanta all summer long, and now that it's moved up, not just to the 3, but above the 3, that's the side to look towards. But no hurry on that, and I'm going to be patient. Remember, a whole bunch of square balls, apologies to the recreational bettors, I just called you square, they're going to do nothing but bang the favorites. Wouldn't surprise me if a 4 doesn't pop up. The second it does, I'll go ahead and fire on Carolina. For now, I'll lean Carolina.
Total is 39.5 in that one. The Eagles are in New England. Eagles are laying 4 on the road, total 45.
Yeah, you know, this is more gut feel than anything else. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think that Patriots aren't going to get many points, and I think that Belichick will find a way to hold the Eagles to 24. I'm going to go under 45, 2 units.
Wow, okay. I got nothing on that one. I think that's lined pretty much correctly. The Dolphins are taking on the Chargers. On the road, the Dolphins are getting 3 points. Total's 51.
So this is my number one difference in power ratings. I don't understand how this got all the way to 3. I've got these two teams rated identical. And Chargers don't have a home field. Chargers, there are no Charger fans. There are, the Ram fans in L.A., and L.A. isn't even a football town. Maybe USC, you know. So I don't get how this can go have gone all the way to 3. I get it. Miami's got an injury on their O-line. I don't think it's worthy of making this line 3. I'll take Miami plus the 3, 2 units.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to pass this one. I would love Miami if it got up to 3.5. But after you just went through the math with me, Steve, I'm waiting for 3.5. The Rams getting 5.5 in Seattle. Total's 46.5. I'm laying the 5.5 with Seattle. I don't like laying points like this, especially not this many. But no Cooper Kupp is a huge problem for the Rams. Give me the Seahawks laying the 5.5, 2 units.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp, one of those guys that is indeed worth a full point to the point spread, a rare non-quarterback that's worth at least that amount. I tell you what, though, divisional dogs do so well, and the Rams are a very fragile team that by November I want to be betting against them, I think. I don't know if I want to bet against them the first couple weeks. I will pass the game.
I'm not passing on the game Titans-Saints because I'm going to be there. You can be there, too. I'm looking at the Game Time app right now. You can get in for $60. You can get into this Titans-Saints Superdome season opener, $60. That's amazing. And know with the Game Time guarantee that you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section or row for less, Game Time credits you 110% of the difference. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. All right, do you have any guarantees, Steve, for the Packers at the Bears? You already teased them up. The Packers are plus 1, totals 43. That was already part of Steve's teaser earlier. I got nothing in that one. What about the Raiders getting 4, Steve, in Denver? Total's 44.
Yeah, so this is interesting how the dynamics of sports betting. So the Broncos are getting bet up all summer long. They're 2, then they're 3. Historically, like the past 20 years, they've been great straight up, not against the spread, early in the year in altitude. That makes sense. Teams aren't in middle season shape, and the altitude can really be taxing. But one big-name sports service released the Broncos minus 4. 2 minutes later, Jerry Jeudy goes down with an injury in camp. And the Broncos already had an injury, you know, with their wide receivers. You know what? The Raiders, what's not to like about the Raiders preseason? They've been playing great ball. I know the Raiders season win number is only like 6.25, 6.5 shaded to the under. I see this as a very close game. I'm going to take the plus four, 2 units on the Raiders.
Ooh, I was very, you know what? I'm going to do that with you. I'm going to do that with you. Raiders plus four, 2 units. We got our first best bet.
The best bet.
Then we get to the Cowboys in New York. Cowboys laying 3.5 on the road. Totals 46.5, Steve.
Boy, you know, this is the classic. At three, Dallas is going to win, which means they're probably going to cover. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means. At 3.5, I don't like the Giants. I think they're a very overrated team. There's a reason their season wins only 7.5. And I think Dallas is an underrated team. So despite my gut says it's going to be a close game, I don't want to back a team I've got bet against written by against a team I think is really a contender for the Super Bowl. I'll pass the game.
I can only lean to the Giants there, but I'm not going to bet it. We will do a better job, by the way, of giving you our leans for every game. Finally, the Bills and the Jets. I already told you, I'm teasing the Jets up to 8.5. The Bills are laying 2.5. The total is 46.5. I paired the Jets with the Browns earlier in the show.
I think this has a great chance. Monday Night Football, recreational bettors are all going to be laying it. I think Jets plus 3 is the play. I'm waiting for the 3. I think it will pop up. I'm concerned, of course, you know, with Rodgers in his very first game, and probably he'll be better by week 4. But it should be a very close, competitive game. Lean Jets plus 2.5. It would be a bet at plus 3.
Man, it feels good, doesn't it, Steve? It feels good to just go through the whole card with you, place our bets. I am so excited. Thursday night for the Chiefs, got them on the teaser, got bets on Monday night's game as well. We're back, baby. We are back. Tell everybody you know, the best NFL betting podcast in the galaxy. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, VSiN, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.